of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did Jesus look any different from the other people in the crowd on the bank of the River Jordan, waiting to be baptized by John? I wonder. In the other Gospels, John at least recognized him, but not in Luke's version that we heard this morning. He places Jesus very much as one of the crowd, saying, now as the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, it's all as one. Jesus is, as it were, hidden in the crowd, indistinguishable from the rest. It is only when he is praying that the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends, apparently unseen and unheard by everyone else. The baptism of Christ is a very paradoxical event. At the birth of Jesus, the angels sing and proclaim the holy birth, yet he is hidden in the form of a baby, a king, but in a stable, not a palace. Here on the bank of the Jordan, he is anonymous, one of the crowd. And yet, this event is also part of his epiphany, a word which means revealing. Epiphany is like something in the theatre when the star attraction is about to come on stage. And now, says the announcer, this is the moment you have all been waiting for. I give you the one and only. Ta-da! There is a fanfare, a roll of drums, and the star walks on center stage in a blaze of spotlight. But no, Jesus' baptism, like his birth, is nothing like that. He is in our midst, but hidden. Hidden because he is one of us. He is like us. The German theologian Friedrich Schleiermacher tells a story of a little girl called Sophie. One Christmas she said to her mother, Mother, you could just as easily have been the mother of God's little child. Aren't you sad that you're not? The mother thought for a while, and then she said, perhaps I am. This tells us something about our ministry with children. They are not empty vessels needing to be filled up with knowledge, making sure we get there first before the world, the flesh and the devil. No, they are already children of God. It is our duty and our privilege to help them discover that fact for themselves and to live accordingly. The baptism of Jesus, hidden in the crowd, also has a meaning for us. When Jesus was praying, the full meaning of his baptism was made clear to him. You are my son, the beloved, came the voice from heaven. With you I am well pleased. We think of baptism as a washing away of sin. And so it is. When we are dirty, we take a wash or a shower. And the water of baptism makes this meaning clear, this need to wash away sin. But we do need to go deeper, below the surface, not focusing on the sin. We need to consider what is hidden beneath this layer of sin. What is revealed when it is removed. Jesus is hidden in the crowd of sinful humanity at the Jordan. And after his baptism, his true nature and his destiny is revealed. At home we used to have a grandfather clock, you know, one of these tall ones. And now we sent it to my son's house when we moved here. He had nowhere to keep it. On the top there was a little kind of a ball with a bird on it, and it was black. Somebody told me you should clean that, and so I got some cleaner and rubbed it, and it now shines. It's actually brass messing underneath. It shines bright. And yes, the washing away of sin at baptism is like that. It is uncovering that bright thing that is shining thing that is in us, hidden by sinfulness. Because we too are children of God. Something that is hidden beneath a layer of sinfulness. So Jesus, his baptism marked the beginning of his earthly ministry. A life which reveals completely and fully the nature of God. How can we know God, people ask? Look at Jesus is the answer. He is the Son of God because he embodies fully within him the Father's nature and character. For us too, baptism is a beginning. Although it cannot be repeated, it is not an event complete in itself, but the first step on a journey. We may take a wrong turning sometimes. We shall get dusty and sweaty on that journey. But remember the words revealed to Jesus after his baptism. You are my son. You are my child, the beloved. These are words to keep us going on our journey. How are these words fulfilled in our lives? We are children of God. How is that astonishing fact revealed in what we do and say, in how we treat others? Keep asking yourself that in your prayers, and it will keep you heading in the right direction. Amen.